Let me say hello to Ken Waldman, who is here now. Good morning, Ken.
Hey, Larry. How are you?
Good. Where do I find you today?
I am in Southern Illinois. Exactly. I'm in Marion, Illinois, which is it's a fine little town that I'm going to be back here for most of the first week of December. So I was driving east from Kansas City en route to Pittsburgh and detoured through here to have a couple meetings to make sure my early December will go well here.
And are you pretty much on the road full-time again?
I've been on the road, in a sense, full-time, except during that pandemic time.
Yeah.
I've been on the road since, it seems like, for years and years, but especially it's the old joke of a musician or touring artist without a partner. It's kind of like, oh, he's homeless. But I'm actually just on tour all the time, and I have a bunch of new books and some CDs, too, a few years ago. But the books, it seems like a really good time to be out in the world and sharing what I do.
It is. And I started to say I learned something new or relearned something new. I forgot what an acrostic was. That style.
That's what you were going to talk about.
Yeah. You were kind enough to send us some new books to add to our library. And we have kids who, teens who respond very intensely and get involved with poetry workshops that we do here. A lot of youth poets who are creating wonderful work, and I can't wait to share these books with them. One of them I'm looking at is called Modern Acrostics. And if you, well, how would you describe an acrostic to people who might not know the form?
For folks in radio land, imagine going back to elementary school or middle school, and it's taking the first letters on the left side of a line. So it's just, and it spells that, it's almost like a code where it spells it going down on the left side. So it's letter by letter, and it's that's an acrostic. And I've found in the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years, as I travel, and if I'm going especially into schools, but it's increasingly just into communities, I write an acrostic for the community because it gives something of the place, and then I try to write something that works with not only the acrostic, but works as you read the lines across. They go, oh, talking about the place, and the title ends up being the acrostic word going down on the left side. I hope that's a decent explanation of it.
It's a great one, and it also, I mean, what I like about language, not exclusively, but I like it when there is a constraint that you need to write to. And in this case, I was so thrilled to see a poem dedicated to Mark Tamsula, Richard Withers, and Sam Baird, who we know quite well. They've been on the air with us for many years. And that one is called Whiskey. And I'm assuming Whiskey came first. Not it would almost have to engineer each line around the spelling of Whiskey.
That was the name of the tune that they had. I said, okay, I can write something for that particular tune with that particular acrostic title. And when I play with Marcus, I'll be playing with him on Wednesday night after the workshop at Poetry Lounge. I'm sure that Mark will play the tune Whiskey, and I will do that poem to it. So, which is a very Western Pennsylvania. As you look at the poem, it celebrates the music and the place too.
Yeah, if I may, it's where does this music come from? How to make fiddle and banjo dance in and out, make sounds sometimes simple as a single shot of whiskey. Keep an ear out, you'll soon enough enter an era tough as these hills. Go back to Yarrer Hollow near Dunbar, Fayette County. It's so much fun to read these aloud. I shouldn't be stealing that from you since you're the writer here with us, but
That was great. And it's page 12 of the book, so it's right there. And actually, too, I did a show, I think it was 2021 or 2022 in up in Bradford in McKean County. And Mark and, I mean, the whole Snap and Bug String Band was part of that show. And, Emily Pinkerton and Ellen Gozier were part of that show. And, you know, and I ended up writing a McKean County poem that is also in that book. So, you know, it's not obviously, you know, Pittsburgh Metro, but it's definitely, you know, Pennsylvania set. So I got some poems from all over the place. And there's even one where I'm in Marion. I was here a year ago. So there's a Marion, Illinois poem here too. So, you know, there are poems all over the place that of places.
And we have radio listeners in northern Pennsylvania who may be very familiar with the work you've done there. I'm just looking. There's Modern Acrostics for Young Readers, and most of these look like they were written collaboratively with schools.
No, actually, not collaboratively. But before I went to the schools, I wrote this and made cards with cardstock, as I do, and it was a handout for the students. The idea that I could write of their place, of their, in a sense, of their age, so something that they would relate to, and give them maybe the inspiration or impetus to try their own acrostic poems. And there's the other one that's for the Modern Acrostics for Adventurous Teens, which I hope, you know, you will share with your with the folks who, you know, come and volunteer and come to Saturday Light Brigade.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of coming to do things, I'm thrilled that you are going to be in Millvale at the Poetry Lounge November 19th. That's just 4 days away at 6 o'clock. What do you have planned for the poetry workshop that evening?
I have planned that I will be there before 6 to be set up. I have whiteboards. I hope people will bring paper and pens and pencils, but if not, I'm sure I'll kind of rummage through and have stuff. But I think people can bring their own notebooks and pens, and I'll see who's there and take stock. I have, since I've last been present, you know, in your studio, I've had a number of books come out. One is called The Writing Party, where the idea of leading writing workshops, as I've done for years. So some of the prompts that we'll see who's there. And then depending who's there, I'll see what I'll be doing from it's from 6 to 8. And then from 8 o'clock to 10, Mark Timzula and I will be doing a show at the club. So it'll go right from a segue from workshop. And the workshop, it will depend on actually who's there and what their needs are, but it'll be generative, meaning people will be generating, writing new stuff, and interactive. It won't just be me lecturing. We'll be writing and sharing as feels comfortable and appropriate.
Well, it should be terrific. You can learn more about Ken's work at kenwaldman.com. Easy to remember, easy to get to, and there's information about his books and recordings. It's all there. And Ken, I hope next time we can get you here in the studio with us, that our schedules will sync up. And here's to a good...
Yeah, and I was mentioning, too, I think there's an open mic on Tuesday, so I'll be actually showing up at the open mic to let people know I'm around. And Thursday, I'm going to be in Confluence at the Arts Center, the Creative Arts Center in Confluence.
Excellent. So, yeah. Excellent. Well, thank you for being with us this morning. And as you're listening, kenwaldman.com is how you can discover Alaska's fiddling poet. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Larry. We'll be in touch. Thanks.